Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
And here they are.
Yeah, man.
Stutler number 1000.
Yeah, my brother.
What's up with the Barcelona support here, guys?
Basically, we love Messi.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the reason. We're in Barcelona.
Big fans, huh?
Yeah, man.
Big fans.
Yeah.
And also really big fans of making super dope music.
Yeah, man.
We heard one of your tracks just now. How would you describe your musical sound for someone who maybe hasn't come across the two of you yet?
Yeah, man, we're doing like Afro house. That's how we mix it with the Gom, with the Kwaito. It's in there. It's in the package. We do everything.
Yeah.
Actually, we don't just choose the specific genre. We just put it together. Yeah. So it's nice tunes. We do like smooth Kwaito. Even now we have a new one that we're gonna record. I think this week, end of this week, maybe Saturday. It's a rock and roll. Something like the rock and roll. But it's a nice feel.
Dope.
Yeah, yeah.
Dope.
We're mixing music. We don't want to choose the Kwaito or what.
Now,
we're just mixing.
Tell me about the mix of the two of you, as Dutla and a normal 1000. The two of you are mixing as well with one another. So who's who in the zoo and what do each of you bring?
I'm 1000.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm Stutla.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, we're from P.
Dope.
Yeah. But we started this thing way back, so in 1999.
Cool.
We met, yes. Yeah. Because I was doing my.
So you were both in PE and then you met and you both moved to Joburg at the same time. Yes, PE is an interesting place. There's not much happening. My favorite thing is that the airport's like not far from everything.
Yes. Yeah.
And there's like one road.
Close, man.
There's no need for you to drive.
There's no traffic.
Just walk.
Yeah.
Just walk.
It's super, super chilled PE. But you had to get out, right?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
We need to get out so that everyone can know our sound. That is why we are here.
So how did you meet? It was 1999. Did you meet? So what was? Did you just lock eyes with one another across the room?
No,
what happened?
No, we were signed under the same stable.
Ah.
So I was doing my album at the time. So I asked him. I feature him
on one song.
One song is Stimela. There was another song of us, Stimela. So after we did that song. Yo, the song was big, and the rest was history. So we were getting bookings all over.
Yeah.
So that's when it started.
Well, everyone, they want us to see us together since of that song. So we ended up like, my man, let's do this. Rather, let's be together.
Let's do that was part. Yeah.
We are not going to be a group. We're going to be a duo. I will have my name. You will have your name. So it will be easy for us, at least people to recognize us, than like coming up within one
name. So it's two brands.
Yeah, it's two brands. Basically.
And how's it, I mean, that's a long time to be together. It's like 19 years.
My man.
Sure.
That's like crazy. Have
brotherhood.
Any other,
brotherhood. We brotherhood are twins. Thing, we are brothers. We
everything. Have any other relationships in your life lasted that long?
Sure.
Was this the longest
lasting my wife.
Relationship? Okay, how long have you guys been together for?
Like we were 15 years before. Marriage.
Okay,
And I think now we have 2 years of marriage,
Wow. So that's only 17 years then.
I'm telling you.
So the two of you have been in the longest relationship out of any other relationship. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's what's
up. It's respect. Because
that can go either way. Like, you know, you can fight, you can have differences.
Yeah, we do fight, but on the next day, we don't talk about
you're
that.
You chilled.
Yeah, we call each other. Someone must call. If I'm wrong, I have to call him.
Yeah,
I said, hey, my bro, you know, man, I'm sorry, man. It was my mistake. So I have to come clean.
Because there's no Stutla without 1000. There's no 1000 without Stutla.
Yeah. That's how it works. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So we listened to a track just now called the Imvula.
Yeah, man.
Tell me a little bit about the song, how it came together. And in a second, we're going to listen to a track of yours with Professor as well, who's very cool. Yeah.
Imvula.
Yeah.
This story.
Someone told me there's a big story.
Yeah, like Ustula is owning
Chisanyama
back in PE. You understand? So, hey, this weekend, hey, the weather was bad. It was raining. And Ustula, every Friday, he buys a cow.
Yeah.
A full cow.
Yeah.
So the weather was bad on Friday, Saturday. So I called him around 10 evening. Hey, Ustula, how is business, my man? Hey, this guy said, you don't want to know. I said, I want to know. This cow is asking me, what is happening? There are no people here. Anyway, that was bad, but this cow is asking me, man. Where are the people, my brother? So, on Sunday, on Monday, we ate the cow.
Okay, the two of you together.
No. Us and friends.
Yeah, and
sure,
friends,
soon it's going to be Stutla number 3000.
So, So on Monday we were chilling, like joking about this thing.
Do you bring the cow to Johannesburg?
No,
we ate it there. That's why.
So you in PE a lot.
On Monday, while we were chowing this cow, and then he said to do let's do a song.
So you made this song after eating the cow?
Yeah, I was so stressed because I didn't have the business, you know, on the weekend.
That weekend, so because of the rain.
And then how much does a cow cost to buy?
You know, when you get it in the market, it's up there, but we have the farms there.
Yeah.
So at least 6,000, 5,000.
Okay. So you didn't sell any meat of that cow?
Man, I was so stressed in such a way. I said to him, let's do a song, my man, because I want to express myself.
Yeah.
You know, the song speaks a lot about
the only the head, my man.
This guy. That is a terrible situation to be in. Now, when you sell the whole car, can you make lots of profit off of it?
Yeah. I'm telling you, you can double it.
Really?
I'm telling you.
And it's a weather thing, eh?
Business. But if there's no... 100%. You know, sometimes when you open a business, you don't have like a fridge. Normally, when you have that...
You could have kept the car, but you don't have the storage
because
facilities.
Because I know that the business is going that way.
Yeah. So you took a risk.
I know the weekend it will be... Yeah, well,
go on.
And then
he doesn't know. It's me who prayed for that day.
Because you wanted to eat on Monday.
I wanted to eat that car.
Jeez, you must have eaten a lot.
Crazy.
That is insane. Well, I mean, that is the most interesting story behind a song I have ever heard before. And I think what's also pretty cool is that you mixed and mastered and did all of it so quickly. How do you do it so quick?
Yeah, man. We have like guys, you know, whom we work with. Doing mixing and mastering and stuff, so it's easy for us to do a song. We know that we have the people that can quickly do a song. Because of it was like a emotional song for me because of the business. And then my son said, "No, man, we have to drop this song."
We call the producer.
You know what is happening? People now they are relating this song in other ways. Because now they say, "Hey, my man, I can relate to this song because this song is talking about me." When I go outside, the rain is raining, so I don't have the work. Those people who are working in public works, they can't go to work because of
the rain.
So it's now we are happy so much that people they receive the song very well. You know,
it's very cool.
Yeah,
it's amazing that you put it together so quickly.
I'm telling you, we are like that.
So what's the plans for this weekend now?
This weekend we are doing the launch.
You're not buying another car.
No, man. No, we are doing a launch at the Club La Viento.
But aren't you supposed to do this every weekend then?
Back in PE. No.
But
there's,
I said to
someone
you
who's looking up
also
my business.
Yeah. Chisanyama here in PE.
Yeah, I'm in thoughts of that. Man.
But here the car's going to cost a lot more.
Hey.
Serious.
Yeah. I think so.
We'll get 15K, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It won't be like 7.5 or 6.
So you must not buy the car on this day.
I have
you
to. Yeah. On late, maybe on Wednesdays.
So you must make sure that the weather is cool.
Inside.
You need to just get the weather app and just double check. Because it's so linked to weather whether people want to eat or not.
I'm telling you.
But also get a fridge, bro.
Yeah, man. You know?
Like make it
happen. I have to.
Okay. So, but you're doing lots of launches this weekend, you said.
Yeah, man. We do two launch. Now, there's the one we do it. Soshanguve.
Cool.
And then there's the one we do in Pretoria, Club La Vianto.
Cool.
Pretoria. Saturday. So we're doing that's the main one.
The two of you look so naughty in a club. I feel like you'd be very naughty.
Yeah.
I think so. I don't know. I could be wrong.
Man, I'm not naughty.
Don't look at me, my man.
I'm innocent, man.
You.
Come on.
Oh, yes. Okay.
You can take that out. You can take that out.
When it's getting itchy, my man.
The wedding ring.
Yeah.
It comes off.
Yeah. When it's itchy. You know, sometimes in a weekend, it gets itchy. But I try, to keep it around. Yeah. That's me. I can, my man. You know, sometimes you are sweating.
When I'm performing,
I'm getting sweaty, you know. So I have to, like, because I don't want to feel itchy.
What are you getting sweaty from?
You don't want to lose it.
Come on. Performing.
Yeah, performing.
Yeah.
And then you wonder why the weather's not good. All right, we're hanging out with Stutla Nummer 1000. You're going to play a track of yours with Professor.
Yeah.
Tell us about this collaboration. Was there a goat involved? What's the story?
To tell you the truth, this was our song.
Mm.
Dope.
The time we were staying with Heavy K, Heavy K was doing this beat.
Cool.
I was making a song for us.
So we wrote the song. After we wrote the song, we decided that, hey, Maru Prof, yeah, boy.
And that time, we were supposed to do our single. Mm. And, so we ended up like, when we finished to record the song, and then We said, no, man, since Prof is huge, you know, we were like arriving in Joburg at that time. Yeah. So since Prof is huge, this could be a link for us. So the recognition.
To a bigger audience. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. So we gave him a song, and apparently people know us in this area of Joburg.
Because of this song.
Because of this song. Yeah, well, he's huge. All right. More with Dutla number 1000, other side of this. I gotta say, you guys have such a cool vibe. Like, it's a 19-year duo that has been very, very successful. But so much of it, I think, has probably got to do with your really positive attitude. Yes. How do you stay positive all the time? Are you religious? Are you spiritual? Do you lift each other up when one's feeling down? How does it work?
Yeah, I know we are spiritual people because, you know, sometimes we get like visions. Me and Matthews, and that in future, what is going to happen, you know? Amen. He is too much in spiritual way. He's the one, he's my big brother, in fact. He's older than me. I look up, you know, to him.
Yeah.
Because basically everything, he's teaching me some other things because of he's older than me, but I respect him. Yeah. And he's also respecting me. So I think the communication between me and him
is good.
Yeah, it's good. Mm. You know, that hence we sustain.
Yeah,
like now we
pray a lot, man.
We pray a lot. Even when we go to perform, we start doing praying, and then we will rock people because we know that we are not alone.
Yeah,
there's a third member and of which
that's helping you. Except this past weekend with the cow. Then they were, I don't know, they were not around.
Each other, man.
Too much.
So, and your spirituality, how would you describe it?
Hey, my man. What do I say? I can pray for someone.
Huh.
Like if you are sick.
Really, huh?
Yeah, I can pray. But it's still early for me, man, to call me a prophet. I say I'm a prophet, but I don't want to.
Yeah,
I understand.
That's very cool. I mean, we've had a few different.
By the time is coming,
prophets on the show. It's quite a heavy process,
To accept it. The time is coming. No, not now.
Okay. Now I'm still busy with my music.
But when it comes, it comes.
Because even in the club, when we are busy, and then of course today come here, my brother, hey, I see something.
Really? Nah.
He will cry out of the blue, and then I will ask him, "My man, what's going on?"
Let's go here. Let's go here now.
So I have to listen because I know him how powerful he is.
Also, you can't be mean to him because he might what will happen to you. He'll do something. I don't know. You got to be careful what you say.
Yeah, man.
So I would say we are blessed, man.
Yeah, we are blessed. Yeah, but I mean, people make their own blessings sometimes. Like, you know, you put positive energy out. Yeah. You accept that there's something bigger than you at play. You know, take your ego out of it.
Yes.
And you can have success. So where do you want to kind of take this whole thing to? Because obviously these first sort of 19 years have just been a warm up. What is the goal?
The goal, man. And since now we're having our own company as NMBs Inc., which is we run the company, me and him.
Epic.
We are working with Gallo.
Oh, cool.
Yes, Gallo Records. So now, we had the last album last year. Apparently, the album didn't go very well in terms of marketing it. But this year, we focus on our company and working partnership with Gallo because the last album was under the other company.
Yeah.
So we were under that company. So we just split the ways, and then we decided to open our own company. And then now we are focusing on our company and our journey.
Yeah.
Because we now as a partners, as a brothers, we know what we want.
Yeah.
And now as we can see the way that is going very well for us. So each and every day we take a step, you know, forward, but we know what we want to go to.
Yeah,
that's why we opened our company because these companies don't understand, man.
They
don't understand what we want.
Yeah, they will promise you with huge things and stuff, and then luckily, you know, we didn't sign. We don't sign because we felt signed. This thing signed. It was a vision of him. You know, he told us, hey, my man, let's not sign. Let's just talk like about business wise, but not signing because I felt something would go wrong. You know, when time goes, and it happened. And luckily for us, we were not binded with any contract. And then we just go and ask the meeting to Gallo. Gallo, they gave us a deal. Then we are happy.
Yeah.
Because we are running our own company. We are working
and
with
you're
Gallo.
Working with them.
Simple, the no stress. Yeah, nothing.
See what happens when you have someone like this.
I'm telling you, Mamba.
Producer Palesi, you got any questions for Stutla number 1000?
Yeah. No questions. I just want to say next time they don't have their headphones on.
Oh, they can't hear. Here I am being so stupid. Just pop. You can pop those headphones. Hang on.
I know what she's saying.
Oh, you can. Oh, you're prophesizing now what she's saying.
Come on.
Well, you can.
For those that
can read my lips or something.
Let me plug these in for you.
Okay. Yeah, man.
Just get that in there.
Okay.
Are we ready?
Testing 1, 2. Can everybody hear Producer Palesa?
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
So I'm like, next time you guys slaughter a whole cow, please bring me bulldog. Ish. Meat is expensive in Joe's.
Yeah, okay. I will try, bring a bulldog with sauce.
Yes.
Yeah, on top of the bulldog. As you know, the bulldog is dry, but I will try to put a sauce there so that it can be smooth for you.
Oh, okay. And then I heard you guys are shooting the video for
Imvula. Yes, man. Yes, yes.
So I want to be staring there.
Huh? Talk to my guy, Eno.
Can I just talk to Eno?
Yeah, he's the right person.
But what do you want to do in the
but
video?
But there's no money involved.
I want to eat meat.
Just to eat meat. Yeah, okay. Yes, no, I understand. Yes. You know, please organize.
Okay. So we're in. You too, Ari. You must
be in the video too,
But we'll eat chicken.
No, I want the cow.
Want the cow.
She wants the cow.
Yes, I want
the
cow.
You're going to have to bring it up though, because in Joburg it's going to cost so much.
So I have to order in PE on Wednesday so that I know it will arrive here maybe on Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will make plan. I will make a plan.
All right. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Sure. Awesome. Well, listen, like I said, that was the most interesting description of a song I've ever heard, that you slaughtered a cow and then you made a song about it. It's amazing.
Yeah.
How do we connect with you all over social media, guys?
Yeah, in Twitter, we go at Stuza_Noma1000, which is NOMA1000, like 1000. And then on Facebook, we go Stuza_Noma1000, which is Noma1000, the word. Noma1000, and then Instagram we go Stuza_Noma1000. Yeah, well, no, we do have our individuals Facebook, but we prefer people to go to like our pages and stuff.
Yeah,
you connect us to
your
to
DMs will be directed to the account.
Yes,
appropriate. Okay, I see how this works. Yeah, it's like a post office. And you'll challenge it in the right direction.
Yeah, man.
Guys, thanks so much for stopping by. That says Stuza_Noma1000. They're hanging out. All the best, guys.
Yeah, thanks, man. Thanks, man. Lastly, we want to tell people that we are dropping the album.
Yes,
called Freedom on the 27th of July. Digital.
Cool.
And then on the 31st, we do hard copies.
Awesome.
So we like people to support Stuza_Noma1000. We are here to want to make you happy. We want to make you dance because our album is full of categories. So you will choose
happy music.
Just support us and buy a copy. We will be appreciate that, my man.
Epic.
I'm telling you. Yeah.
Stuza_Noma1000, the album is out in July, the 27th, the digital version, and then a few days later on the 31st.
Hard copy.
Awesome, guys. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you, man. We appreciate it. Hellman on CliffCentral.com.